This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. In this first hour, we are going to focus a bit more on the resource sector, especially in the last two segments when I am joined by Adrian Day, and we're going to look into some of the due diligence that he does in terms of a wide variety of resource companies. The first two segments, though, I am going to touch on some of the, a bit more bullish moves that we are seeing for risk on equities just this week, kicking off the show with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, this week, or at least as you and I are recording this late on the day on Thursday, has been a very good week for U.S. equity markets. The S&P is already up almost 4% just this week, coming off the lows after a two-week sell-off and a pretty strong sell-off that ended the prior week on Friday. It was that multi-hundred point day down for the Dow. But boy, oh boy, these markets came back very strong and still, I think, put the thought in everyone's head that the buy the dip mentality is still very much on traders' minds. Kick us off with what some of your data is showing about the overall strength and stability of U.S. equity markets.
Yep, sure, Corey. As we talked about last time, maybe 2 weeks ago on the show, the market was hitting some technical levels, at least in the S&P, NASDAQ, and some of those large cap leaders, hitting some key potential extension resistance based on the measured moves from the former consolidation. And indeed, we saw, when the virus news came out, we saw a pullback directly from those levels. Add into the fact that sentiment, both longer term and very short term, was extremely frothy. As we talked about at the time, the market looked like it was vulnerable at least to some negative catalysts, at least in the near term. And we saw that pullback over the subsequent maybe call it 2 weeks or so. That said, from the larger scheme of things, our risk model, our quantitative model, is still bullish. Although it's extended and it's been softening, we thought typically markets don't top, markets don't pull a U-turn and immediately crash or directly from those all-time highs like that. So we thought any pullback might sting a little bit more than recent pullbacks have, would probably be bought back and bid up like we've seen this week. We didn't know that it would be pretty much Tesla straight up over the last 4 days. So that was maybe a little surprising that we didn't see a little bit more testing down near the lows, but not at all surprised to see the bid still there in the market, as overall the breadth and the foundation underneath the market was strong enough to pretty much absorb a lot of those blows. And I think it still is. And not only that, we're continuing to see rotation into new sectors, new market segments, that even some that have not participated in the rally, so could perpetuate this rally even a little bit longer.
What are some of those new sectors that you're seeing some of this money rotate into?
Well, just based off of some of the charting analyses that we do, we've had a lot of the same old leaders for the last 12 months, whether it's, it's been like a barbell type of leadership group. On one hand, you had technology and lump in some healthcare into that. And the other end, you've had some of the more defensive, interest rate sensitive groups like utilities and low volatility and staples and home builders, real estate, that type of thing, also leading the way. Some of the areas that we've stayed away from over the last at least 12 months or so, things like biotech, financials, even areas, some of the areas in Europe, consumer discretionary, a lot of these have lagged pretty substantially over the last 12 months. Coming out of this most recent pullback, this virus blip, it's interesting to us that a lot of the leaders, a lot of those charts that are shaping up best or setting up best for breakouts in the next, maybe the next near-term leg higher, are exactly these former laggards like biotech, financials, some of these, even like I said, some of these European markets, even those pigs markets over in Europe, some of these, a lot of these laggards that have been way off of our radar screens are, you know, I think maybe present the best near-term opportunities for traders at least.
So, Daniel, let's also quickly touch on the U.S. dollar, which is trading at or around a four-month high. It's been a pretty strong rebound just last month and continuing on this month with especially all the bears that were coming out of the tail end of last year saying, look at this top in the dollar. It is starting to head down. That did not happen. The dollar bounced right back up and is starting off this year very strong. Do you think the dollar is telling a bigger picture, though, when you combine it with the strength in the U.S. equity markets of how globally everyone is back to looking at the U.S. as kind of the strongest out there?
That might be part of it. I think overall it's still in kind of a consolidation phase. Like most currencies have been, you know, they've each had their time in the sun. But I think there's something to the fact that the U.S. is still fundamentally the cleanest dirty shirt or whatever analogy you want to use. I think this week getting above technically the dollar index getting above that 98 level opens up, well, you have minor resistance around 98.40. It gets above that. Then you're testing probably the highs again from last fall pretty quickly. On the flip side, you're looking at the euro. Just can't get out of its own way. It's had every opportunity to rally even when the dollar was pulling back. So that looks stuck in the mud. So, just on a relative basis, I think the dollar in the overall scheme of things, I think the path of least resistance right now continues to be the upside.
Now, what about some of these risk-off assets like bonds and gold, even though they did sell off a little bit this week and are off some of their highs from earlier in the year, just last month? What's your trading strategy around some of the safer investments?
Well, we've had, as you know, a buy the dip strategy in stocks for the last 12 months or so. We've also had pretty much a buy the dip strategy in precious metals over the last at least 6-7 months. And same thing with in the bond market for, you know, the last half a year or so. So it's been like buy the dip in almost every asset class outside of, you know, the energy market and some of the base metals. But I think in terms of gold and precious metals, I think we rallied up to some significant longer-term resistance that may spark and has sparked, I think, maybe an extended consolidation phase. We don't think necessarily the bull market is over there. There's no reason to think that, but I think it's staunch enough resistance that we are a little bit more patient in buying back some of our gold and the gold miners that we unloaded a couple weeks ago or over the last couple weeks. But I think down the line, I think it will be another buying opportunity there, and we resume the bull market that we started, you know, last year.
All right, Dana, appreciate you kicking off this weekend show. It's always interesting hearing just how you're trading and your general strategies around a wide range of markets that we talk about on a very regular basis. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Mike Larson commenting again on a wide range of sectors.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link. from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Mike Larson. He is the editor of the Safe Money Report. He is also very active on Twitter, where you can follow him under the handle RealMikeLarson. That's where I get a lot of my updates from Mike, and I appreciate all those updates. Now, Mike, this weekend you are going to be at that Orlando Money Show. You and I are recording this segment later in the day on Wednesday before you head out to that conference, and I wanted you to share with us your main themes that you are going to be presenting at that conference for all of our listeners who aren't in the area and not able to attend. Please break down what your general main focus is going to be.
Sure, absolutely. I think in this environment, there's a couple things that are both already working very well and are likely to continue to work going forward over the next year or two. And I'd start with gold, silver, precious metals, miners. You know, we've talked before about some of the things that are have aligned behind this sector. It's, you know, one of the few kind of undervalued sectors and or asset classes in a world full of overvalued ones. You've got this LERP, meaning low, ZERP, meaning zero, and NERP, meaning negative interest rate policy kind of swamp that we're stuck in. I mean, we're mired in this world of ultra-low and, in some case, negative interest rates because growth is relatively sluggish around the world. Inflation just isn't doing what central bankers promised us it would do by printing all this money and buying all these bonds. And with that being the case, you know, an asset like gold is extremely attractive. And it doesn't hurt that it also is good for this kind of late cycle environment we're in. If you're looking for volatility insurance, protection against a possible economic downturn after all these years of expansion, gold, silver, miners give you that protection and also that profit potential. So I'm going to talk about some of those forces, some of the things I like there, some of my favorite mining companies, and so on. So that's one major theme. The other really is a focus on where you can generate safe income in this environment as a consequence of being in this low interest rate world, especially and also when you throw in demographics, the aging population, the fact that in many countries, the U.S., Japan, parts of Europe, and so on, in the developed world, everybody's getting, you know, the population is aging, and you're just not going to see investors chasing the kinds of stocks they would at age 60 or 70, you know, that they would at age 30 or 40 or 20 for so on, for that matter. So what you're seeing is a lot more investors look for income, look for safer income in a low-rate world. I mean, they need that income to live off of. They need their portfolios to spin off a reasonable level of income. When 10-year treasuries, 30-year treasury bonds are going for 1.5%, 2%, you can't get it in that part of the market. So where do you find it? I've looked at a couple of sectors. And there's really three that I've zeroed in on that I think are great for this market, and they're all focused on generally providing income and protection against that low-interest rate world. I already mentioned one of them, which would be gold, silver, and mining shares. The other two are defensive and defense stocks. Defense stocks are kind of non-cyclically impacted. I mean, it doesn't really matter what's going on with the economy. Defense spending in the U.S. has been rising quite a bit. Geopolitical tensions aren't going away. Whether you're talking about sort of the non-military tensions we have with China in terms of economic conflict, or the actual military tensions in places like the Middle East and in North Korea and so on, spending's really been going up, defensive and offensive spending and so on. And I always say you kind of have to invest for the world that you have, not the one you want. And in this environment, defense contracting companies are doing very well and should continue to do well. And finally, defensive. We've talked about these safe money sectors before. It's utilities, real estate investment trusts, consumer staples companies. You know, nobody likes to talk about that really at the cocktail parties, right? They'd rather talk about how Tesla just went up 3.5 times in the span of 3 months. You know, of course, it just went down about $200 in a couple of days, but whatever. Those are the exciting stocks. Those are the ones they talk about on TV all the time because they generate ratings. They're exciting. But you know what? They're usually lousy investments longer term. What has worked great in this market since the first quarter of 2018 and what continues to work great in this market is those more defensive late cycle kinds of companies that have nice yields, recession or slowdown resistant businesses, and great long-term track records. You know, we've talked about some of the utilities, my favorite utilities names. These are up, in some cases, depending on when you measure them, double the S&P 500 in the last couple of years. Plus, they're spinning off market-beating yields. So that's the kind of thing that you want to be focusing on. That's the kind of thing I'm going to be talking about here. And I think those are the kinds of companies that, again, give you the right combination of higher yield, recession-resistant businesses, and a margin of safety that you're just not going to get from a company like Tesla that goes up or down $100 a day.
Hey, fair enough. But you also won't get the headlines, as you noted, but it's not all about headlines in these markets.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I did want to make a point there. Like I said, you turn on CNBC here in the U.S., or you turn on, you know, financial coverage almost anywhere, or you look in the Wall Street Journal website and other places online, it's all about these red-hot sectors. Because, again, that's what people, unfortunately, too many people are investing in. That's what too many people are focused on. They want to talk about Tesla 50 times a day because it's exciting. But you know what? If you're a prudent investor and you actually care about, you know, not just making a few bucks in the short term, making a lot of bucks in the long term, you can't be sidetracked and distracted by the sort of flavor of the day stock. It's the stuff that really works for you long term that's the most important. And again, it's what's also outperforming. I'll start worrying if they talk about utilities 5 times an hour on TV, or if they start talking about gold mining companies 10 times an hour the way they talk about Tesla or the way they talk about Apple and so on. But they're not doing that. They haven't been doing that. I don't think they will be doing that anytime soon. And guess what? That confirms why we're still only in this probably second or third inning of this move and why there's still a lot of profit on the table for investors who are positioned properly.
Okay, I do want a little bit more color when you're talking about finding these stocks that provide some sort of a safe income. Makes sense with the defensive names, even the defensive sectors. But you mentioned gold and gold miners. Those aren't usually thought of as income-generating investments. Can you discuss how you're getting the income out of these stocks?
No, I said there's two different ways. There's two different things I look at. There's in this market. There's the dividend and the income-focused stuff, and then there's also other forms of protection slash profit potential in a low-interest rate world. Gold and silver miners, by and large, fall into the second category. You're right that they don't spin off generous dividends. You're never going to get the kind of dividend, or at least not in this market with gold where it is, from most gold miners that you might get from a Clorox or a Lockheed Martin or NextEra Energy, which are a few of the companies I've been recommending and save money. But that being said, they're still going up quite a bit because they do offer that insurance in a zero to negative to very low interest rate world. So, and I always kind of joke, well, you know, okay, you buy a piece of gold and it doesn't yield anything, it yields 0%. Well, that's better than losing one half of one percentage point every year for 10 years in a German, you know, 10-year boom. So that's the point. That's what you get from that side of things. It's sort of a dual track here. And again, the other thing about metals is that it's not just an interest rate story. They have a lot of buying from central banks that haven't been active buying gold as reserve assets for a number of years, but have been in recent years. So that's another factor. And there's also, again, the insurance against kind of volatility and credit risk in a market where there's a lot of garbage bonds floating around out there, a lot of garbage paper, meaning, you know, high risk, ultra high risk corporate bonds issued by ultra lousy companies that people have been slapping or have been throwing money at because they need yield, but with complete disregard for the risk involved. And so I think a lot of people are starting to worry that kind of stuff is going to blow up, just like the mortgage garbage blew up, you know, in the mid-2000s. And so they're looking for protection. And I think precious metals provide it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there. Great having you on the show, Mike. I hope you have a great time at the Money Show down in Orlando. If anybody's around that show, feel free to reach out to Mike. Go by, say hi. Definitely stop in at his talks. Thanks for your time, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Continuing to discuss a bit more on the resource sector, I am chatting with Adrian Day, managing partner at Adrian Day Asset Management. Now, Adrian, I very much enjoy reading over your newsletter and also recapping the stocks that you are watching and the stocks that you are invested in. And one thing that I find so unique about the stocks that you're following is that it really is a wide net that you cast in terms of resource companies. You are invested in royalty and streaming companies, some of the larger miners, and you also dabble in some of the junior exploration companies. I want to spend this segment focused on the factors that you look at and that you are attracted to when it comes to each of these three categories. Let's start off with some of the larger miners. The larger miners have done well recently on the back of higher precious metals prices because, well, that directly impacts their bottom line and their financials. Plus, we did see this consolidation of the largest majors over the last about year and a half. Share with us some of the main factors that you need to see in terms of these larger miners that attract you to invest in them, please.
Yeah, okay. And Corey, thank you for having me. And that's really an interesting subject you've raised. We'll talk about the seniors in a second, but let me talk about a few things that affect the way I look at everything in the resource business. So the first thing is to sort of know yourself. And I know, but I'm not a geologist. And I realize that if I look at the geology of particular properties, which is important, of course, but I realize I don't have any particular leg up on any other investor when I'm doing that. And so obviously it's important, particularly if you're looking at an exploration play. But there are many, many people, you've had lots of them on your show, who are way ahead of me in that regard. So I tend to focus in all areas of the mining business. I tend to focus on other factors. And I think for all sectors, they're people, the management, and it's the balance sheet. Those are the two most important factors, frankly, in all of these sectors. And if we look at the seniors, for example, you know, in the mining business, even the seniors, oh, I don't know, let's look at Agnico, for example. It's a $14 billion market cap. Now, $14 billion is certainly a lot of money, but if you put it in context of Tesla, that's not quite fair, is it? But if you put it in the context of the broad market, the gold stocks are frankly small potatoes. And so management with smaller companies, management is more important than with large companies. And so even the large gold mining companies, management is critical. And frankly, we've seen that with, you know, I only have to name a handful like Franco-Nevada with Pierre Lassonde and David Harquill and and Seymour Schulich before that, of course, or Agnico with Steve Boyd, or, you know, we could go down the list and we realize that, well, Barrick is a key example where management has made a critical difference. Same assets, same balance sheet, but management has made a critical difference with the change of management. So management is the number one, and you have to, you know, I don't mind whether the person who's running a company comes from a financial background or comes from a mining background, because obviously in a large company, if you come from a financial background, you hire the miners. If you come from a mining background, you hire the financial people. But management is number one. I think the balance sheet is also critical for large mining companies. We can see how in 2011-12, a lot of mining companies, a lot of companies took on excessive debt, and that would include Barrick, but excludes Franco and excludes Agnico. And you can see how in the weak period that followed, having that excessive debt, companies like Barrick really, truly hurt those, and Yamana, for example, hurt those stocks significantly, much more than the companies that didn't have a lot of debt. Now, mining is a cyclical business. It's a capital-intensive business. And so, other than the royalties, you're always going to have debt at mining companies because it is a capital-intensive business. But I think it's largely how much debt, when you take on the debt, and what you're taking the debt on for. If it's to build a new mine, it's going to generate cash flow. That's you know, one thing and acceptable. So that's the second thing. And I think with the large mining companies, perhaps the most important thing to look at, other than those two, which we look at for all mining companies, is the pipeline. If a large mining company has whatever, 6, 10, 15 different mines, what is the life of some of their largest mines? Because a lot of investors simply look at, you know, this year, next year, and last year. But if one of your largest mines is going to start depleting, you know, in 3 years' time and depleting fairly rapidly, where are those ounces to replace it coming from? And so the pipeline of these companies and the time frame of the pipeline becomes critical. So I think those are the three things that I look at there.
Adrian, just a quick question regarding management as well. Everybody says, yes, management. You need to pay attention to management. And I completely agree with that. But when you read over management's bios on their websites, everyone's trying to gloss it up. Everyone is trying to sound better than they probably are. But what are some of those factors that you look for in terms of management? Is it people that have run and sold successful companies? Is it the most recent performance over the last couple of years? What are some of those characteristics of good management?
Good. That's a good question. And if we're still talking about the seniors, when you look at someone like Mark Bristow and you hear he is going to become the CEO, president CEO of Barrick, and you look at what that man has done over the last 15 years, you say this is obviously a man with a great track record. I think that's important. I also think, frankly, I mean, I'm in a position of maybe some readers aren't, which is getting to know some of these people on a personal level, or when I say personal, getting to know them face-to-face, I should say, occasionally breaking bread with them, going on mining trips or whatever. You see someone like Bristow, and I like to look at the way people interact. And, you know, Mark Bristow is certainly has a tougher edge to him than, say, Sean Boyd at Agnico. But both are equally in command of the situation, shall we say. And I think that's important for the CEO. They're on top of the situation and they're in command of it. And when you meet these people, when you hear them speak, you know, there are a lot of soft factors, and some people are very good at judging character and some people aren't. And I don't want to knock certain people, but let's just say there are some stocks that did not do very well over the last 10 years. And when you hear that person stand up and speak, and it's all about me, 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 and how great I am and how different I am than everybody else in the business, that to me is a turnoff. But those companies tended not to do very well. But it's a lot of it is soft factors, frankly, the track record and the soft factors.
All right, Adrian, we need to take a break for the radio stations, but I am having you back to wrap up the first hour. We are going to move into what you look for in royalty streaming companies as well as some of the exploration companies. Everyone, stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. Continuing to chat with Adrian Day. Adrian, we've spent all last segment talking about what you look for in some major producers. Let's move over to the royalty and streaming companies now. We've actually seen more royalty companies come back into the market. Those are tougher companies to get started, and I even know of a couple that are in the pipeline here. However, there's been some small royalty companies that have built a very good name for themselves. There are also the big royalty companies that have done very well over the last couple of years. What are the factors you consider in terms of these companies?
Well, management still, but I think it's a different mindset, isn't it? The person who's running a royalty company has to be much more sort of patient, if you like. I think one of the problems, for example, but let's say a Cisco is a company. Well, I'm not allowed to say what I like, but maybe I can say that I don't dislike. Compliance rules are silly sometimes, aren't they? But anyway, I think part of the sort of issue with a Cisco, in my mind, is that Sean Rusin, who is a man that I respect greatly, I sometimes wonder if he really has the sort of temperament to run a pure royalty company, where I think a different kind of mindset is needed. Someone like David Harcourt, for example, or over at Royal Gold, Tony Jensen, are the sort of epitome of people who run royalty companies. I think the critical thing with those companies is obviously you have to do your due diligence just as much as an operator does on buying a property, but you have to do the due diligence on acquiring the royalties, and you have to be extremely disciplined. I think that's the key. A operator or a developer, you want someone who's much more aggressive, someone who's willing to take big risks, because without taking those risks and without being aggressive, he's probably never going to achieve anything. With a royalty company, I think you don't need that as much as you need really strong discipline. People like, again, David Harquill or Franco have demonstrated that discipline. And so have some of the people in charge of the smaller companies, frankly. But it's critical for a royalty because of the competition that you alluded to, the increasing competition, and the very low rates of return on some of these royalties. It's critical that you're prepared to walk away when things aren't good. And the best companies have demonstrated it's what they don't buy rather than what they do buy that is critical and makes a company. Obviously, when it's a smaller company trying to grow, let's say something like Metalla, which has done remarkably well, but in the early period, they need to be much more aggressive in trying to get some cash flow, build some momentum, without straying too far from the financial discipline again, but they have to be much more aggressive in trying to accumulate assets. And this is a company like Metalla. I'm not talking about Metalla specifically, to build that momentum. Because clearly, we all know this, the large royalty companies trade at incredible multiples. Franco-Nevada is trading at a 65 times PE, price earnings multiple. And I'm not saying they're undeserved. I'm not saying that at all. But the smaller royalty companies don't trade at the same kind of multiples. So they need to build that momentum with a diversified asset base as well. So if something goes wrong at one of the mines they operate, you know, it doesn't affect the whole company too badly. And as they grow, then that multiple tends to expand. And I think that's one of the keys to a royalty is that you don't control the assets from which you generate your revenue. And again, that takes a much different mindset than an operator who's wanting to interfere and fix. But the royalty owner doesn't do that. So he has to be right up front. And obviously, the more diversified your asset base, if you're a Franco and you've got royalty revenue from 40 different operating mines, well, or 39, if there's a failure at one of them, there's only so much damage it can do. Whereas if you're starting out and you only have two royalties that are producing cash, one of them goes wrong, it's a major disaster.
Yeah, very interesting and very good points in regarding just how different royalty and streaming companies to run are. Let's just get a couple comments on juniors then. Some of the exploration companies that you follow, I follow them as well, but what are the aspects that you like in terms of the juniors besides management? Management carries over to all of us.
Okay, yeah, management carries over, but of course the smaller the company, the more critical management is to the success of that company. That I think we need to say. And I do, when I'm investing in juniors in particular, I really insist on getting to know management. And little things matter a lot. Or little things can be signs of big things, rather. That's maybe the way I should say it. If you're at a restaurant and the CEO wants to order the most expensive wine on the list just to impress the people he's with, and if he talks down to the waiter, is he ever really going to be able to go to whatever, Mexico, Peru, and talk to the local people and try to get them on side? That's the way he treats people in the United States. So I think that's important. Other things I look at very much, the balance sheet, the cash, and then everything that goes along with that. How much cash do they have? What's the budget for the next year or two? So how long is that cash going to last? How much of that spending is discretionary, so could be cut down, you know, if need be? How much of the budget goes on G&A and not in the ground? You know, I've seen junior companies where 80, 90% of the money that they raise from the financing is just going to pay the office and the salaries, and hardly any of it's going in the ground. You want to avoid that. And you know, how much we have to realize that any exploration, most exploration, vast majority of exploration companies do not have any revenue. And so therefore, they have to raise money and dilute themselves in order to keep going. And that is an ongoing process until they reach a point where they have cash flow or can sell a project and have a huge balance sheet. But nonetheless, you really want to minimize that dilution. And I have talked about this, you know, many, many times. I'm just pulling up a couple now, if I may. Here's one from 2013 and to this year. The number of shares outstanding has gone from 7.5 to 97. That's in 6 years. That means the company's value has to go up about 12-fold just for the value of each share to stay where it is. These things don't happen very often. Let's just take another example. And, you know, you wonder why some companies don't do well. It's because of this dilution. This one has gone from 2011, 2 million shares outstanding, to 59 million shares out today. So that's 30 times dilution in 8 years, 30 times the number of shares outstanding. So, again, we have to look at how much cash they have and how long it will last before they need more financing. And the best way of doing that, frankly, the SEC says past is not indicative of the future, and we have to say that all the time. But Winston Churchill once said, but it's the best indicator we have. So if you look at what is a company with the same management, what has that management done in the past with regard to dilution? And, you know, again, that's another example. Then you look at other companies, like let's just take Lara as an example, which has had very modest dilution, again, for companies that do not have consistent cash flow. We've got to remember that. When you're a exploration company, you don't have consistent cash flow. So from 2012, it was at about 31 million shares outstanding. They just did a financing this year, and they're now at 38 million shares outstanding. But that is a lot lower, a lot less dilution than the other two examples I gave. And that's a key that I look at. And then, of course, you need to look at, well, what projects do they have? Are any of them attractive?
All right, Adrian, we're going to wrap it up there. So much does come down to track record of the management teams, yes, and diving down into share structure, also important, and, yeah, even talking to management. Most shareholders, you can get in touch with management, or even reach out to me. I can get in touch with management for you, and that is a huge determinant, even for me, into where to invest. That does it for the first hour of the weekend show. I hope everybody enjoyed this first hour. And as I said, keep in touch, Fleck@kereport.com. Adrian, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Well, and you, thank you very much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.